And welcome back in Morning Drive on this Thursday, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We've got On Tap tonight coming up in about 15 minutes, but right now we welcome in Hal Gill for our weekly conversation. He's brought to you by Midtown Express Pharmacy. Hal, what's going on?
Not much, man. How are things?
Things are great. Two games in a row, two big ones coming up. The team looking like they're getting closer to bringing in a few other pieces. What would you say right now the state of the team is as they head into a big one against the Sharks?
Pretty good. I think they like where they're at. Had a good start to the game in Detroit, which I think they, this time of year, a start is so important, and that's what they're looking to get. I thought they played a great first period. Fizzled out a little bit at the end. The second period wasn't their best, but I think they're going to be looking down the stretch to put in the full 60, and getting the start is huge for them.
Hal, I asked Roman Josi this last night. We asked Peter Laviolette this earlier in the show. How do you – I mean, they don't feel like they've played great hockey the last 2 weeks, so they still feel like they've got things to work on. So that's part of how you maintain focus. But knowing how to peak at the right time, like when do you peak at the right time? How do you go about doing that as a hockey locker room and a team?
Well, it's funny because talking to Roman Josi about it last night, I think the way they look at it is keep working on each aspect of their game. I think Laviolette beats that drum a lot with them. If their PK isn't good, they got to pick it up. That's their focus. And I don't think you can worry about when you peak. You just try to be the best you can every night. And the power play was struggling. They got that going the right way, doing the right things on the power play. So I like their attitude. It's always get better and get better at everything. They break down their game well. They're honest. They use that word a lot about being honest about their game. Even if they're getting wins, they can do other things better. They have to focus on it, and I think that's the way they approach every game.
Now, Hal, the Predators these past six or seven games, obviously it's been a up and down roller coaster. They went into some overtime games. The last two games they did win. But if you look at these last seven or eight games, it has been a team that has shown their wear and tear. How do you as a player kind of, not get yourself in a position where the fatigue starts to set in? Because every player, you're going to go through it at some point in the season. But how do you manage to get yourself out there? Because you have no time for rest, even though Lobby gave them, the day off the ice a couple of days ago. But a day, I know it seems like a lot, but a day is really not a lot to get your legs back up underneath you. So how do you handle that part?
Honestly, I think it's part of being a pro. It's the hard part. And that's why you see some guys, younger guys especially, come into the season and, you get called up or whatever the situation, and you're playing on adrenaline and you get fired up and you can get through anything. It's the dog days of the season that are the tough ones. That's when you have to be a pro. You have a back-to-back game, and then you have a day off. Yeah, you're right. A day off is only so much. You have to get back on a day. And then it's kind of rainy today, so it's, you get back to the rink, and you go, okay, I got to get back into gear here. It's tough. It's not easy, but that's part of being a pro. And then in the end, I think you pick something to focus on. And right now, I think they're trying to win the division, they're trying to win the conference. So that's what the focus has got to be on, and that's what, it's not easy, but you got to trick yourself into getting juiced up for every game, whether it's a big game or not. You're telling yourself San Jose is a huge game right now, and we got to go out and win it, and that's the way you look at every game. And that goes into the whole when do you peak? You can't choose when you peak. You just try to be the best you can every night.
We're talking to Hal Gill here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hal, you look at You bring back a guy like Fisher and then possibly Tolvanen coming up. If you were to add a veteran presence like that plus a young stud prospect to a team like Calgary that's got 69 points or Minnesota that's sitting on 71 points, that would be a nice infusion for a franchise. But then you look at a team like Nashville that's sitting on 81 points. How much of a position of power and luxury is it to be as good as they are right now and to add two pieces like that for the stretch run?
And to add those pieces, you're right, and to add those pieces without losing anything. I think every team right now is looking at how can we add a piece without selling our future and without giving up, you know, draft picks are so huge, and to trade those away is tough. You don't want to give up on your future to get the now. I know David Poile wants to get this. He wants the cup this year. So, he's willing to do whatever it takes, but you're right. What a luxury it is to have Mike Fisher coming back, hopefully next week at some point to add to this team. And then Tolvanen has obviously played well in the Olympics, and he would be a great piece to add too. And you don't have to use him. You can have him around, and if you need him, then he's there. And that's a huge luxury to have. And, it'll be interesting to see once we get down to it this weekend if Poile feels like he has to make a move or if he wants to make a move to get the reassurance. But it's what a luxury it is, you're right, to not have to do anything and have those power moves just sitting waiting for you with Fisher and Tolvanen.
Hal, what's the strategy with UC Saros? It's now 43 games for Pekka, 17 for UC. You know, still about that same split. What? How many times do you expect to see Lavi and the guys work in Saros over the next month and a half? And how much do you want Pekka sort of in a rhythm?
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing is, and I love when people ask me this because I know Pekka's going in there saying, I want to play every game. He's a competitor and he wants to be part of this and he wants to get into that rhythm. That being said, it's been so nice to have Saros go in and play great hockey. You really can use him 5, 6, 7 more times, and that's a lot of rest for Pekka. You don't have to, and I think they're going to have conversations about where he's at, how he feels. You know, if he's a little tired, they're going to say, hey, you know, if you're tired, let's have Saros play. And I think that's the conversation that they're going to, you know, Ben Vanderklok is going to be on top of him like he always is, the goalie coach, making sure that they're doing the right thing. They're getting the practice time that they need. They're working on the details. But I really think it's going to be a conversation for every game here on in. And, you know, although they do want to have Pekka in there and win every game, I don't think there's that much of a drop-off to put Saros in. You still have a great chance to win, and you saw that in Detroit.
Hal, we appreciate the time as always. Have a good broadcast tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
You got it. Hal Gill.
Yeah, only two more back-to-backs the rest of the season. So those are two guaranteed spots for Saros. But I think Hal's right. You want him in there probably – if there's 28 games, you probably want him in there 7 times, 8 times. Mm-hmm. You don't want Pekka overworked, but you also want him in that rhythm, and that's a tricky balance to find.
615-737-1025 is the number. You can follow us on Twitter at 1025_MD. When we come back, on tap tonight, right here live from Jack Daniel's Barrel House inside of Bridgestone Arena.